Welcome to Disney-ay, the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Krista. You almost forgot to point.
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay, good. I was worried.
Our cat's climbing. Climby cat.
Sorry if there's noise. Brandon, how are you doing, other than having a climby cat?
Oh, I'm fine.
We are recording this Sunday morning with coffee.
Oh, yeah.
So I feel better because there's coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I still have a throat stiffen a little bit, so coffee is good.
You're just constantly sick now. Too much Disneyland, I guess. You can't go back.
I actually think it's more like withdrawals.
Mm.
I didn't get sick till I left. I was fine
sure.
when I was there.
I heard otherwise.
No, I was fine when I was there, except the one day. What about, do you have a nerd thing this week?
Yeah, I do.
Mm-hmm.
The hockey playoffs started this weekend, and I'm watching lots of hockey.
Yeah.
My favorite team isn't going to be around. I would say they're here for a good time, not a long time, but that would imply that we're having a good time, and we are not. We'll see. I don't know.
That was funny. You gotta laugh to keep from crying. Yeah. That's fair. It was report card time. Report card time is done now. That's what I was doing with my time.
I'm waving goodbye to the report cards.
They'll come back.
Your school year is getting ever closer to being done, really.
I have a countdown going on my phone. Oh. And I guess our other nerd thing is we are heading to the Calgary Comic Expo next weekend.
Yeah, that was going to be the nerd thing next weekend. If we even record an episode, probably
right.
not.
Well, I don't know, maybe. Last time we recorded from there, so...
Probably
not
doing
sure.
that.
No,
this time.
We're going with your parents, so I'm not sure what's going to happen. But anyway, making outfits and whatnot, planning outfits and whatnot, packing outfits and whatnot.
There you go.
All those things. I'm making an outfit still. I already said what we were drinking.
Delicious coffee.
So, this week we are going to be talking about my trip to Disney, and also we have some news. So, let's head to the news.
Disney A News Update.
Okay, two news things. First of all, Disneyland Forward, City of Anaheim has officially not only thumbsed up it, but unanimously thumbsed up it.
Well, they did the first vote. There's another vote to come. Yes. Whatever, I don't know. It's... They're going to be building stuff at Disney here
for
soon-ish.
Like ever.
Well, yeah. It's going to take a long time because everything does. But so they don't know what they're doing.
Ooh.
They just need to get stuff rezoned.
Yes.
But we've been talking about how it's all on parking lots.
Yeah.
And I kind of forgot about how they're going to build. I don't know, 10, 15 years, they've wanted to build a new parking structure across the street, across Harbor, like in behind some hotels and stuff. They have some land over there that they want to build like a whole new, I think they call it Eastern Gateway because it's like a whole, like there's going to be bus terminals and stuff like that. They have a whole thing planned out. And I think this is part of it.
Like, I think so too. I actually think... this will be the first thing that we see get done because you can't take down the old parking lots until you have somewhere for the new people to park.
We don't park at Disney because we fly in and use Uber and stuff, but most people do. So you need a lot of parking.
That's
a lot
part
of
it, whole being a locals park, right? Yeah. And then the other news is Marvel news. Now, we didn't talk about this last week. We said we're going to talk about it this week. Marvel. You said there's Marvel news.
Sort of. Mm-hmm. They're gearing up pretty heavily for Deadpool. They had kind of a mini news conference at some con or something, and Kevin Feige was on stage dropping F-bombs, getting people hyped up.
Feige, what?
Yeah, exactly. It's Deadpool, right?
Right.
And the latest joke is there's going to be a popcorn bucket that makes the Dune one look PG. I don't know. Whatever.
Okay.
So that's quite exciting, and then they keep teasing stuff for Fantastic Four. Tease.
And you're just hopeful.
They just release these still images, and then people make half-hour breakdown videos on a still
new
image.
Rock stars. The people you're thinking of as new rock
stars. They're not the only ones. Those,
no, they're
that's
not.
The best one.
But they're the ones we like to watch. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's pretty crazy. But it does sound like they are going to have a Silver Surfer in it. Which
yes. This
probably,
is the news I was expecting.
Probably hearing. Means that Galactus is going to be involved, and that's interesting. I think that's probably good. Rather than going back to Doctor Doom again. So, yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
And what do you think of the Silver Surfer announcement?
I don't know.
I know some people were like,
"Yeah, well, yes. So it's a female actress." And I think the whole idea is that this is a different universe.
That's how they're getting away with the whole time and everything,
right? Which makes a lot more sense than saying, "Yeah, they were around in the '60s, and no one talks about them anymore."
Right?
Because they're supposed to be famous, like that's their whole thing, right? So I don't know, we'll see. I'm cautiously optimistic. And they at that same news conference, I think they talked a little bit more about Thunderbolts and had like some clips of it.
Oh, I didn't hear about this at all.
Yeah, I don't know, it's Thunderbolty, I guess. Got to see Harrison Ford as the general.
That's cool.
Since he was recast like that way, and I don't know.
We'll see.
I don't know.
At least they're moving forward with Marvel stuff.
Yeah. They're not with much Star Wars stuff. I don't know. Mandalorian's getting a movie, I guess. That's the biggest, I don't know.
And we have Andor season 2 coming out, and that's all that I think.
But that got pushed back too, so who knows?
I know, but I'm saying that's the only things even on the horizon right now, right?
It's crazy.
Other than like animated, the final season of Bad Batch is out right now,
and they have some new shorts coming out on May 4th. Yes. But yeah, live action Star Wars is kind of struggling,
which I don't understand because I don't know. The last thing we had was Ahsoka, and it was so good. I don't know, Brandon. I don't know. They're always waiting on the movie, I guess.
I guess I don't know.
That was it for news. I just had Disneyland forward. And then other than that, like there are menus and things like that for both Star Wars that's going on right now and Pixar Fest, which is going to be starting very soon. But I thought closer to our trip, we can go through all the menus.
Yeah, there's a lot of food. There's not as much Star Wars food as I thought there was, but there's like twice as much Pixar food. They're really going big on that.
I thought there was a solid amount of Star Wars food. Until I saw all the announcements for Pixar, I guess, because then I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, they're calling it Pixar Fest because it's a full-on festival, basically.
Yeah,
with both parks and everything. Yeah.
But I'll talk a little bit because Star Wars actually started while I was there.
Yeah, you can say how it was.
Well, yeah, I didn't get to do too much of it, but I saw a little bit of it. So let's go to the main topic.
At the park.
So, I was in Disneyland.
You were, yes.
I was with, a rest day in between, but we did 8 total days in the parks. I could have done more.
That means you didn't go hard enough.
No, I could always do more is the gist here. My feet were happy for a break.
If I go to Disneyland for 5 days in a row and I can still walk on the 6th day, I've done it wrong.
You can ease off if you're there for 8 days, though. I'll tell you that.
No.
No. Okay.
I have one speed.
Okay, so I went Easter weekend, first of all. I'm not going to go through every single thing we did, but just kind of like an overview. How about that? And then like some thoughts as we went.
So you went Easter week because that's when you're off school.
Exactly.
And it was like the busiest week that they've had in
ever
since Christmas.
Yeah, it's true. We had a flight delay, but we made it. We made it to Goofy's Kitchen when we arrived, which was super fun. We stayed in a Good Neighbor Hotel.
So Goofy's Kitchen, they had their special spring thing on. So.
Their outfits were crazy cool, and Clarabelle was there.
Clarabelle, that is cool. And was the menu any different? That's what my
slightly different.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, slightly different. Nothing, not not crazy different, but there were slight things. It was mostly, like, the decor was very, like, really springy, and all their outfits were very springy.
They still had the peanut butter and, they did. And jelly pizza.
I had two pieces. Definitely, my sister's making fun of me for that.
Yeah. That's fair. Yeah. That's gross.
Yeah. No, it was so good. But yeah, it was good. It was fun. The characters spent a lot of time coming around. We had one of the last, it was like the second last booking or something like that. So it kind of dwindled down as we were in there, but they still came around lots. And it was kind of whirlwind-y because our flight had been delayed. So we literally like checked in our room, threw our bags and ran. So we were all kind of like disheveled and everything. So, but it was like a super fun, hey, Disney thing to do. And then we wandered up and down downtown Disney a little bit. Then, but then we had a full days in the parks all the other days. And the first full
day. Except for your rest day.
Except for our rest day. Our first full day, we did rope drop the way you and I rope drop. Like pictures of us holding the rope at the, we did Adventureland as our rope entrance.
And it was pouring rain.
And it was pouring rain. That was my next thing. I actually really like seeing the pictures of it now. Because we're all like, it's huge rain.
Yeah, here. The videos and pictures turned out quite nice.
It's fun, right?
Yeah.
It's fun. And we had...
You only look slightly miserable. No, you all look very, very excited.
It was really funny because we look like completely drowned. Mostly me. And, but we're like dancing around and yeah, it's fun, right? And it poured rain. It actually, the worst pouring was right at security. And, which was too bad because then you're like trying to put your stuff back in your bag and the whole thing. But we did that but it was like buckets coming down, like the heaviest that we had, heavier than that, but it only lasted like 5 minutes, right? And then it evened out a little bit more. So it rained off and on most of that day. It actually got slightly better as the night went on, but the park closed an hour early and there were flood warnings, not for the park, but for the city of Anaheim.
Yeah. That happens in California. It's not really built for the rain and they get flash floods all the time.
Exactly.
When it rains heavily like that.
But yeah. We were surprised because it had kind of stopped raining a little bit. And I was like, overall, we had way more rain when you and I were there at Christmas time. But the next day, then, it rained some more off and on, but again, stopped way earlier than it was even supposed to. And
they still
closed the park an hour early. But there were still flash flood warnings for the city of Anaheim. So I said, I think it's more infrastructure for the town than it is for the park itself. So that was those were the only 2 days. It kind of drizzled another day later on in the week, but then another day we had like gorgeous sunny weather. So, and our rest day was gorgeous sunny weather.
So you got to hang out by the pool and
worked perfectly.
Work on your early season tan. You only got slightly sunburned.
I only got slightly sunburned, but it was like mostly intentional, a little pink kind of thing, you know?
Yeah. So now with our two warm weather destination trips, we're all set up for spring if it ever stops snowing here.
I know it is snowing again today. Yeah. It is April 21st and snowing.
Yay. just lightly, but
it is still. I think this is the last one in the forecast anyway for the next week or so.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, I said for the next week, it doesn't mean it.
I don't know. I think there's more, but it's like rain, snow or something. I don't know. It's not great weather. Don't want to talk about it.
Fair enough. But yeah, so that was really nice. And actually I didn't realize how tanned I was until I came back here. And I was like, oh, right. I do look a little tanned.
Yeah. To the land of the pasty.
Exactly.
Pasty pale winter people.
Enough to have it last until we actually get some warm weather anyway. So that was the biggest rain day was our first day. And our second biggest was the next day. We rope dropped Indiana Jones and we looped it immediately, which was super fun, and walked on both times. This rain did have the smallest crowds of the trip until the end of the trip.
Mm-hmm.
So the rain definitely did affect. It felt like still solidly busy, but it was still the Saturday of Easter weekend, you know, like, we are still having rain affects the locals more than it affects the travelers, obviously. And you're still going to have a lot of people traveling on that weekend, but the lines were solid, but not as crazy as we saw later.
Yeah, so It was your first time using your pass.
Yes.
And with the whole reservation system and stuff, and it being such a busy week, you had used your 6 reservations ahead of time to book both the weekends you were going to be there, and then it turned out that actually the midweek was booked up, and you were
in a serious panic.
But since I was home, I was able to kind of like...
hit refresh
at the right time, and
you were a miracle worker because you definitely got both days.
Managed to get the extra 2 days, because you had 6, you needed 2 more reservations,
right?
And they did release it was a release because like the days like went fully available. It wasn't just a cancellation where you would, because I saw a little bit of those too, where you'd see like just one park pop up randomly,
right?
This was like they did another dump, but they got snapped up real fast.
And you just happened to be timing it right. Yeah, it was the Tuesday and Thursday, and I thought, well, maybe like when nothing was coming up, I was like, maybe I'll just, because they had Disneyland as their starting park. I was like, maybe I'll pick up like a DCA and just hop over at 11 or something like that. But you were able to get, both. Right, starting parks.
Yep. So, when it's busy, if you're diligent, I think you can get in basically any time. You just you do have to put in the work on it.
But and that's the thing. If I had been in the park doing that, I wouldn't have found it because it probably would have been the 5 minutes when I'm on a ride or something.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
That. So it worked out that way, but it was definitely like a very fortunate thing. And you were just like, I will get it, and you did, and you're awesome, and that was really cool.
I was a little bit cocky about it, and you were like, I don't know.
I know.
You were stressed. I was like, nah,
super
I got
stressed.
It.
And then you went and did it, and I was like, well, okay then. Perfect. I think I literally squealed and jumped up and down. Yeah, like on Main Street or something.
It was very satisfying, actually, getting it done. So
yeah, like you said, it's similar like when you nag a...
When you nag?
When you nag. Snag. I nag.
Yeah.
When you snag a like Good Genie plus Lightning Lane time that's been a cancellation or something, you're like, it's a game.
Yeah, it's a game. I don't know.
Yeah, so anyway, I was like so happy with that. And we did Disneyland starting most days. We didn't hop back and forth too much, but they did have park hopper, so we did it a few times. We had 2 starting days in DCA, one which was a drizzly cold day, and the other one which was like the hottest day in the parks.
And food and wine was on.
Food and wine was on. I tried almost everything I wanted to try, and I have to say things about a couple of the items.
Yeah,
I know food and wine is done, but there's a couple of the items.
All right, well, it's almost done. I think
it'll be done when this comes out.
No, okay.
It's ending this week.
Yeah.
Right? So,
yeah.
Let's see. The frozen old fashioned, that was like the popsicle one. That's not a pick up and eat popsicle. It is definitely like it just has a stick in it. It is basically almost just above soft serve ice cream kind of thing.
Okay.
Tasted delicious. It was so good. I'm not a big fan of old fashions or anything like that.
But I could see how old fashions flavoring would work well in ice cream because they are so sweet.
Mm-hmm.
It would basically just be like a whiskey flavored ice cream. Like
yeah,
bourbon was, ice cream.
Yes, that's more what it was, and it was so good because it was ice cream, but not, funnily enough, not super super sickly sweet ice cream. Which a lot of Disney parks sweets can be.
They sure can, yeah.
So that was really, really good. There were a lot of drinks actually I wanted to try, but like there was a cold brew I wanted to try, like that kind of stuff. I really like the blueberry pancake cold brew. I'm a huge fan of cold brews though, but I didn't like it as much as the Christmas ones that I had. Mm. I had 2 really good Christmas ones when we were there before. And everyone raved, including Magic Journeys, and I usually really like their food reviews. Janelle Magic Journeys, that's her favorite cold brew, is the blueberry pancake one. And I thought it was good,
but it wasn't as good as the other.
Yeah.
Good. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so I think also it might have been that my expectations were, like, super high for
it. Well.
Yeah. I really
I just don't see blueberries mixing with coffee.
You couldn't really taste the blueberries. It was more like there was just a sweetener in the coffee.
Okay.
Actually, I think the problem I had with it is there wasn't enough flavor in it. It was like, oh, this is a cool cold brew. Okay.
Maybe you got a weak one or something. Maybe
that also could be it, because I only had it the one time. My sister did have the fig matcha, and so I had, like, I tried hers, because that one I really wanted to try too. Heavy on the matcha, light on the fig. Good. But if you want that, that was like, that would get not disappointing, but I was like, ah, because I love fig and you never get it in anything. So it was just overpowered. I also really like matcha, thank goodness, because it was good.
Matcha is a very strong flavor, so that makes sense, yeah.
But I really liked, this one was an alcoholic one, the peanut butter whiskey shake. Because it was basically, I like peanut butter smoothies with like strawberries in it, and it tasted like a whiskey version of that.
No, but not too whiskey-y?
No, and that's what I was worried about, because it's peanut butter whiskey in it. And I'm not a huge whiskey fan, but a huge peanut butter fan.
Peanut butter whiskey's actually quite smooth. On my cruise, I had a peanut butter old-fashioned the one day, and it was quite smooth.
You said you thought even I would like that.
Yeah, I think you would, yeah. Because it tasted like, I don't know, peanut butter alcohol, but like not the burn, like you associate a burning sensation with whiskeys.
I think that's the problem. Yeah,
this it didn't really have that, so
this milkshake didn't either. It was delicious, but of course milkshake, very filling. That was my only thing with it.
And then you have to deal with all those boys in your yard.
Oh, I hate it when that happens. Thank goodness I was nowhere near our yard.
Yeah, yeah, I had to chase them away with
a
broom.
I appreciate that. Yeah. You're just like sitting here gaming, you're like, what is that sound? I hate that song so much.
I know.
So that one was really good. Then my intent was to have the snickerdoodle macaron thing again, but I actually didn't because...
Well, you've already had that. You didn't need to have it again.
Exactly. I did get the carbonara again because...
Well, that's just good, though.
Yeah, we were, like, getting a few things to try, and my mom and sister, that one caught their eyes, and I was like, I've had it before. I am super happy to have it again. So we did get that as one of our items. The one I went back for the second day to, like, it was, like, a lunch, and I was using up my tabs kind of thing, was I went back for the, of course, pulled pork macaroni and cheese, because that is one of my favorite things.
Yum.
I also did get the pork belly and the mac salad. I loved that mac salad, by the way. That was so good. I know there was, like, some people liked it, some people didn't. So good. So, so good.
Nice.
But, yeah, everything I had, I didn't have any, like, disappointments in any of it. So, great.
So
I love food and wine, though.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to talk about it later, but I'm kind of looking forward to Pixar.
I know.
Marketplaces.
We love marketplaces, actually. Like,
I guess.
We like food festivals is, I think, what it is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, oh, and you had the mimosa flight that you really liked.
That was my favorite thing the whole time.
Yeah. I was going to ask you what your favorite thing, and that's what made me think of it, because I was like,
yeah, because before that, I messaged that the old-fashioned might be my favorite thing, because I was so surprised by it.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was, like, weird, but not, like, it still tasted good. It wasn't just, like, we're going to do something weird to do something weird kind of thing. And then I had the mimosa flight, and it was, like, it was the springtime mimosa flight was the one I had, and three very, very solid mimosas, all, like, lightly flowery, which can be tricky, but they, like, knocked it out of the park with every one of them. They were so good. I loved them. Oh, my God. I want more. I'll take a bottle of each, please.
They looked good, and they were cool colors, too.
Yeah, like, yeah. There was one that was, like, pink, and one was, yeah, they were very springtimey. So I also really like themed stuff. So that one definitely felt like the spring food and wine item.
Makes sense.
Yeah, that was definitely my favorite thing. And then followed by the old fashioned, actually. I'm not an alcoholic. And then the peanut butter milkshake. Oh, man.
Yeah. Well, that's good. So, mimosas were your favorite at Food and Wine. What was your favorite attraction or whatever that you did?
Okay, so we did Rise a few times. That one's always really, really good. We did Guardians a few times, and the three of us would make, like, guesses on what song was going to be, and I got two right. And I was so excited. Including we wrote it twice on Dapper Day, and that's a fun one. You know, the ones that are the favorites are the favorites. Like, Indie is always... Our most ridden attraction, because I did keep track, I like doing that of everything we do, was Big Thunder Mountain. I think that's probably my sister said that that's probably her favorite attraction. But it's like such, it was not too lined up most of the time.
Yeah, it's a people eater,
mm-hmm.
and it's not quite as popular as Space Mountain, but and probably loads faster than Space Mountain because you got the two loading. Like the station has two spots for two trains, whereas Space Mountain only has the one. Like they have two spots, but they're
you have to alternate going. It's a slower loader for sure.
Yeah.
So that one, and it's a good one because it is definitely like e-ticket level, but like you said, not as busy as Space or something like that.
It's a D plus.
Mm-hmm.
Cause it's not quite E, but it's definitely more than a D.
I think that's a fair thing. Yeah. So we rode that one a lot, including like end of night. We'd loop it a few times. We all got Genie Plus, and so we made good use of that. Indy was not down as much as we have seen previously.
Well, they did the refurb on it, and
yeah, that's great.
That is great. I think that's been kind of a trend since they kicked up a notch on the maintenance side of things, with an eye to keeping things running.
Right. So things went down, but they were down much less, and like consistently got back going again. Even I think it was Indiana Jones. I was telling you it was down and we thought it was like down for the night.
Mm-hmm.
And then they brought it back up with like 15 minutes left in park day.
Hmm.
Can you imagine that, right?
That's interesting.
Because that wasn't a let's get through the queue, because there was no queue anymore at that point. Everyone thought it was down for the night, and we happened to be in the area and jumped on it. We did Pirates a lot. We did miss Haunted Mansion, of course. A lot of construction going on. You asked if it was jarring. I said, well, I knew about all of it, of course, and I had watched so it was less so for me. The only part, which we actually won't experience in May, is if you went around, because we did spend some time, like we went on Winnie the Pooh a lot. We're all really big Winnie the Pooh fans. In fact, we're going to get Winnie the Pooh tattoos to commemorate our trip. And so we went to that area a fair bit and, you know, did meeting Winnie the Pooh, and we met Brittany. My sister has a picture of every single trip that she's ever been on, and she's been on a lot with Eeyore. So we had to go meet Eeyore, of course, and also Eeyore's wonderful, so there's no complaints there. That side was the most jarring.
Yeah, in the Critter Country Pooh Corner area is like, it's just like sandwiched between construction walls and stuff like that. But yeah, they're closing that whole thing down, we won't see that.
Exactly, and I said that might actually be less intrusive then, yeah.
And you got to see the new Toontown.
I did, I saw the new Toontown. Okay, so this... I don't know if this would be my favorite attraction overall, but man, I really, really, really like Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. Like, it's good. Like, it's really, really good. And it's just fun. And it follows the same ride system as, say, Rise.
It is the same ride system.
Yeah, that trackless system. Mm-hmm. We saw it go down a couple times, but again, back up in like 10, 15 minutes. Like, nothing crazy at all. So that was great. Rode that a few times. That was often my request. Like, let's go do this one again. We got walked off two attractions. Speaking of attractions, we got walked off Rise, and that one has a story attached to it. And then we got walked off Cars, both paid attractions. And so we did get the multi-experience. We got multi-experiences a couple times for things canceling, of course. But we did get that one for those. Do you know that Cars and Rise are not on the same level?
I didn't know that. I was quite surprised because we had been walked off Rise and got a multi-experience, and it had everything on it.
Yeah. And the first thing we were walked off was Rise. And that one we laughed at because we were actually done the attraction. When you're in the unloading zone, you kind of pause right before you slide on over to be unloaded. And we were at the pause right before we slid over. And that's when it broke. And we actually are pretty sure it was someone in our car who broke it, because there was a group behind us, and we heard one say that she lost her ears during it. And we've heard frequently that that does cause.
Oh, anything on the track will, the trackless track will shut it down, because they have like sensors, and that's why that ride goes down so much is because
people
even
do not do
well
what supposed to
anything
do.
Falling on out of the car will shut the whole thing down, mm-hmm. and they got to go in, and then it's like quite a process to get it all reset and everything. But yeah. even some of the pieces of the ride will set off the sensors, which is why it's often in some sort of B mode as
right.
well. So
we actually were fairly lucky with that for the most part. We didn't do full B mode except once. Except each side had one thing not working. And if you hadn't ridden it, you wouldn't notice it too much. So that was the only thing. But yeah, she asked when they came to walk off if she said, I lost my ears. Could that have done it? And he said, very likely
mm-hmm.
or quite likely or something to that effect. And so it's like, they shouldn't get passes. But anyway, especially she was not like remorseful or anything. She's
yeah.
like, oh, this is a funny story.
Yeah.
So we did get passes, and then, of course, we came back to do it again. But so we didn't think anything of it. And then on Dapper Day, we were on cars, and we stopped a long time right before the race. So then, and then we got to race. And then when they were going to unload us, they said, we're offering anyone who was stuck on it to just go through again. Do you guys want to? And we said, oh, sure. Why? Yeah, because it, like, weird speed of it, and you don't, yeah. So, yeah, absolutely. And we started to leave the area before you did anything else, and it broke down immediately. So then we got the multi experiences based on our second ride through basically. So we're like, oh, we were about to head over back to Disneyland, and great, we'll use it on Rise. That sounds awesome. Nope, does not work on Rise.
Good thing you checked.
Yeah, thank goodness. So we looked at it, and then we're like, oh, that's weird. And we happened to be right by cars, just like, let's discuss the next thing we're gonna do. And my mom asked right away, and she said, yeah, everything except Rise will work on that. So basically it is like the next tier, but it's the only thing on that level, and Rise is the only thing on that level. So we had just ridden Guardians, and we're about to leave again, and we're like, you know what, let's just do this one again, because it's great. And then we got an extra bonus ride on Guardians, which none of us complain about.
Yeah, no, that is the best ride. Well, Cars is right up there.
Yeah.
I just... with the lineup the way it is and an a la carte lightning lane.
Yeah. And so the only other thing is we could have waited around to see if and when Cars came back up.
Right.
But we were heading to the other park, and it was our last day. If it hadn't been our last day, we probably would have been like, oh yeah, that's fine. But we're talking like it was nearing the end of our last day kind
yeah.
of thing. So you don't want to be waiting around too much.
Mm-hmm.
So we closed down the park every night, but yeah, then we got bonus ride on Guardians, which is a top tier attraction anyway, so I wasn't disappointed in that. I don't think anyone else was either, but it was great. And we got to do it in our Dapper outfits.
And how was Dapper Day?
Loved it. Oh my goodness, so good. There were quite a few people dressed up in the park the day before. When you and I went to Dapper Day, we weren't in the parks the day before. We did the expo at the Disneyland Hotel. But yeah, there were quite a few people dressed up the day before, which was awesome. The evening before, we actually were on Storybook Land, and everyone in our cart were adults dressed up. We were the only ones not dressed up, but still, like, obviously I'm still wearing Disney attire and everything. And so that was just really fun to see everyone, like that. The Dapper Day itself, we spent a fair amount of time on Main Street. We did the Main Street vehicles, we did the pictures and everything like that. We rode the Main Street vehicle the one time, and of course everyone there is an adult dressed up for Dapper Day. And he's like, yeah, it's always the best dressed day, and it's the day when there's a lineup for the Main Street vehicles.
Yeah, the only time.
So that was fun. Yeah, that was really fun. We actually did Main Street vehicles a couple times that day, because we rode it down to the castle and then back when we were going to DCA. Super, super fun. We, like, lots of great outfits. I was saying, I think there were fewer people dressed up than when you and I went, but they were more spread out everywhere. So it was hard to tell kind of thing. There were more in DCA than there were when you and I went, but there were still lots in DCA when you and I went, but it was almost 50-50 split between DCA and Disneyland. But of course they were all very centralized on Main Street area when I was there this time. And I'm sure last time too, we just, our ride jumpers.
Main Street and Fantasyland.
Yes.
And then Cars Land is a big place
yes.
for Dapper
and
Day,
that
so.
One was. Yeah. There were also lots in Avengers Campus because there were lots of Avengers themed Dapper Day outfits this time as well. Saw some excellent Scarlet Witch ones, by the way.
Yeah, I think the Avengers themed Dapper ones are some of my favorites. Like,
I agree.
Last year we saw the Captain America and Peggy.
Oh, that one was one of my favorites.
Just so good.
One stands out still as one of the best
ones
really, I
saw. Really, really good.
So we went as the original three princesses. My mom was Snow White, I was Sleeping Beauty, and my sister was Cinderella. I think we looked fantastic.
Yeah, you did. The pictures turned out great, and you look like you were having a good
time.
We
all understood the assignment.
It was fun.
It was super, super fun. I love Dapper Day. It's like my favorite thing.
It was a lot of fun. Like, surprisingly, I thought, oh yeah, it'll be fun to dress up or whatever, but it, was super fun when we went, so.
It is, and one of the first things we did, because I always talked about getting in and out of the Matterhorn in your big crinoline or dresses, so that was one of the first things we did. Poof. Holding your little bag. So, yeah, it was super, super fun. That was definitely a highlight, for sure. And we lucked out with the weather. I was very worried when there was rain off and on.
Yeah.
But we lucked out, for sure, with
that. Yeah, you don't want to be hanging out in a... in a rainstorm with a big poofy dress and getting all wet, that wouldn't be super fun.
Oh, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that was such a highlight because we all looked great and everyone was awesome and it was just so much fun. And we rode a lot of attractions that day. And that day was our last day. And also during the day, the crowds disappeared completely.
Well, it was a Sunday after the busy weekend, so that makes sense.
Yeah, so it was funny because we'd look, and Indiana Jones would be a 45-minute wait, and Jungle Cruise would be a 45-minute wait. Because anything that was, more vintage-y, of course, was lined up, and everything else was really, really short. Like, Indy got down to 30 minutes. Consistently.
Crazy.
I was sending you screenshots when it was super busy. At one point, what was it? Winnie the Pooh or something had a 50-minute wait?
Maybe not quite, but 40 maybe. Yeah. Winnie the Pooh at 40, I'm like, nope.
Canoes had 40 minutes. Like, it was crazy, crazy busy for part of it. And then I was doing the opposite on Dapper Day, being like, everything's a walk-on here, basically. Or close to it. Now, the other thing is, while we were there, Star Wars started. Season of the Force. The first official day was kind of another drizzly cold day, and that was a DCA day mostly for us, although we did hop over towards the end of the night. So a lot of stuff was, I think, underwhelming in general because of the weather. So, for example, they couldn't run the cool fireworks thing that they've started doing because of the weather. And you didn't have as many characters walking around, again, because of the weather. So they have brought out Sabine and also the little... Are there three of them? The little droids?
There's supposed to be three of them because the joke is they're the same colors as Huey, Dewey, and Louie.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
There's a green, a blue, and a red one.
I love it so much. So I didn't see them, although I did meet Ahsoka earlier. Yeah.
It wasn't during Season of the Force, though.
No,
so,
that was super cool. And a different character I met that I didn't even know was in the parks anymore, Pocahontas.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe that. We were walking on our way. I think we were actually heading down. This was, again, earlier. We were heading down to, I think, Rise, but we were walking past. It was kind of in, the Rivers of America area a little bit.
Yeah, in Adventureland, Rivers of America area.
Yeah, because you're normally in Frontierland.
The picture you sent me was with the Rivers of America in the background, so.
Yeah, so before, when she was in the parks, reliably, she was always in the Frontierland area. Mm-hmm. So, and we're walking, we're like, is that? That's Pocahontas.
I mean, Frontierland's, that's where the convergence is between Adventureland and Frontierland. And
the New Orleans Square kind of in there. Yeah. So anyway, that was super cool. It was I met Winnie the Pooh, and I met Pocahontas, and I met Ahsoka. I was like...
And Chewbacca.
And I met Chewbacca. Chewbacca was a walk, kind of, caught up to him. And Boba Fett and Mando. That was also a walking, speeding up. Although my sister started taking selfies with the really big masked characters, and she has a great selfie with Boba Fett. And Captain Hook, funnily enough.
Oh yeah, I saw the one with Captain Hook.
Yeah.
It sounded like she really wanted one with Kylo, but I guess that didn't happen.
And Spider-Man. when Spider-Man would go down, she'd be like, maybe he's looking for me. So that was really fun, too, to, like, make those jokes and stuff like that while we were there. Yeah, Kylo was not an ongoing joke as well. And, Also, Thor and, like, on either side.
You saw Loki a couple of times. I did.
Saw Loki. He came out just when we were walking by and there were three people in line. We're like, oh, jumped in that lineup right away. And that was great. I was going to say, well, I'll stay. So we had just done where we all met Spider-Man and then my sister stayed to get a picture with Spider-Man. I said, well, I'll do that with Loki. But then we had a great, because that was a day I was dressed like very Scarlet Witch inspired. And so we had a lot of conversations about witches and stuff. And I just said, I'm okay. I had a cool interaction and that was better anyway. But now I wish I had a picture with Loki. But there's like a group picture of us with Loki. And the cast member is great. She just takes pictures the whole time. So you could see us like having a conversation and stuff. And very cool. Very cool. Kudos to, we had great cast member interactions like that most of the time. So it was like, they're just awesome.
Yeah, it's fun.
So let's see. We did do the next day. So the first day was that season of the Force was the bad weather day. And then another day was Dapper Day, of course. So that wasn't a big focus. But we did do some. Like, I did ride Hyperspace Mountain. And I did ride Star Tours and, like, those kinds of things. So I did get one of the new scenes. I was very excited about that. And I did ride Hyperspace Mountain, and I feel like a bad Disney nerd to say I like Hyperspace Mountain better than the original. I like the original. Do not get me wrong on that. I like Hyperspace Mountain better.
Interesting.
It suits it very well. And I was telling you, I think part of it might also be, like, my own personal... So, like, when you're going up in the original, there's, like, the red beams and they're twisting. I have to close my eyes because I get so motion sick, and that does trigger it. There isn't that. It's instead you're doing light speed, so it's just coming straight at you, so it isn't the twisting, so it doesn't trigger my motion sickness. So, yeah.
You're just soft.
Yes.
I'm curious, because it's still going to be going on.
Yes.
Well, it'll be the tail end of it when we go in May.
Right.
So I get to see Hyperspace Mountain
as
well.
It's going
to
be really cool.
We'll see.
Yeah. We did Smuggler's Run a few times, and one time I thought, because it was happened to be during, after Season of the Force started, we had an extra scene in it, and I was like, was this like a surprise thing? I didn't hear about this. But no, it's actually when they have trouble loading the next thing, they have an extra scene that just gets put on, and it just happened to be that time. But it was really cool. You're like in the asteroids instead. You like are supposed to be heading home, but instead it malfunctions and you end up in the asteroids instead. So, yeah, it was this extra little scene, which was super fun. I got to pilot one of the times.
Oh, no.
It was the other side. It's the one where you go left and right, not up and down. So I didn't do as badly. I didn't say I did well. I said I didn't do as badly.
I think it's more fun when you have bad pilots anyway. Because if you have good pilots, it's just like boring.
You and your friend.
Off to a nice Sunday drive.
Yeah,
nice
you and your friend. We didn't run into anything. You guys were really good.
Yeah.
You did it.
Yeah.
No, but that was still really fun. It was, like, impressive. One time we rode it with, I think it was the first time, actually. It was either a couple, I can't remember. There was, like, a group of, like, 20-something-year-olds. Very smooth ride.
Yeah.
It's like, you play video games.
Mm-hmm.
My sister piloted a couple times, and you could tell she plays video games. Because that was very smoothly done. Very good. But yeah, it was like super, super fun. We did do Rise on Dapper Day, and then which was also Season of the Force. But we didn't see any of the other characters wandering around. But man, it was so cool to see all of the like random people walking around in Jedi robes. And like really Star Wars happy kind of thing. That was fun. Didn't do any of the foods, of course, for Season of the Force, but yeah, it's good.
Cool.
Yeah, it's very cool. Yeah.
So you're all done with Disney now. You don't have to go over again.
Is it too early to start packing for our May trip?
Yes. Yeah, we got to pack for Comic-Con instead.
Which is also fun. different level of fun, but also fun. I'm so excited to go again in May with you, though.
Yeah, it's coming up.
Yeah, very soon. Very, very soon. So I'm really excited. It, I know some people would think 8 full days in the park would be, and we closed down every day. My sister was not feeling well. And so I kept saying, well, you know, maybe we, I kept saying, maybe should we just like, no, it's for quitters. We're not going to do that. So,
but okay. You weren't rope dropping every day. So that
right,
does,
that
make
does
it,
help a little bit.
Makes it easier to close it if you're not like,
if you're not rope dropping,
I don't
yeah.
think I could do open to close 8 days.
Yeah. I think we would end up being people who like went back and had a nap or something. Nah. If that was the case. No, and so, yeah. Oh, I forgot to say, we went to Lamplight Lounge.
Mm-hmm.
And I had requested to sit outside as long as it was by the fire, and then we were sat inside. Ended up being fine because that was kind of a drizzly day, and the weather got worse as we were inside. So I was like, oh, okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
I like Lamplight Lounge. It is so good.
Good food there.
And good drinks. Mm. We had some good, yeah. We had some tasty drinks.
Mm-hmm.
And we did Tortilla Joe's. On its closing night. Like, we had an evening reservation, but, yeah, we were there its last day.
Cool.
Yeah, and we did a Blue Bayou lunch. But Tortilla Joe's was really... I'd never been there before, and, well, we kind of talked about this last week when we were talking about the news that it was going to be now, like, kind of a steakhouse and air kind of thing, a barbecue place. Really good, and, again, really good drinks there, too. I had... like fruity margarita as one does.
Mm. Yeah.
But, and we like, we shared like a bunch of like taco, like plattery kind of things. Really good.
Well, it's not there anymore, so it doesn't matter.
No.
It could be good or bad. It's not there.
I know, but just like, I'm glad I got to go. But also like, I'm glad I got to go to go, but it's not like it was the best Mexican food I've ever yeah. had or anything like that either. So more just fun that I got to do that. Dapper Day was such a cool way to end the trip because it was such a highlight. And if it was going to pour rain, I was glad it did it on our first day, not our last day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Super fun. I love Disney. I want to go back now. I got my nails done and they took off my Mickey Mouse's and it made me sad. But yeah. You excited to come with me in May?
No, I got to get there first.
And I love my pass. By the way.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Are you happy that you got?
I made good use of that discount. Like, I was just, anything I just put on my discount and it was, I had it ready to go and it was good. Yeah. Really handy.
Basically losing money if you don't buy stuff at that point. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I made use of that too. That idea. You're like, I know.
I saw the credit card statement. You're like, I know. My goodness.
It was really handy. Also, my sister and mom did get magic bands. They're sure they're streamlining it a lot more now. We used it for everything. And it was great. Some of the effects worked a lot more reliably. There is news I just found out this morning I was gonna tell you about. So one of my favorite things you actually don't get to do now because it's for the Haunted Mansion, and that's when you leave, it has the, like, the bride heart beating. But I guess you can use your magic band, and they have set up something on the walls, the construction walls of the Haunted Mansion, and if you do it, sounds will come at you of the Haunted Mansion.
Okay.
So, just like a little, it's kind of like a next-level construction art, I guess. But I was like, oh, that's kind of cool and interactive. I really enjoyed when you'd be walking along because, like, the parades, they'd have settings for that, or fireworks. I did watch the fireworks 1.5 times. We did luck out. Totally didn't even mean to. On Big Thunder Mountain, we got fireworks. It was great.
Hmm.
So that's kind of fun. And I love my pass. Let's just go all the time. Like, we are, so that's good.
Well, we'll go, not all the time, though.
But we're going in May. We have the flights and
yes,
a room booked.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty solid overview. Super fun. 8 lots. That's about it.
Good.
All right. Oh, I got a new Nuemo.
New emo.
I got an Ahsoka Nuemo.
And new lounge flies.
And I got 2 new lounge flies. But I didn't get 3, and I wanted 3. I almost
got
3.
Oh, wow. showing such restraint.
That's what I'm saying. We should all be impressed at the restraint I have shown.
You also did get the Jabba popcorn bucket.
I did. I was like, oh, I definitely bought it. With fries, not with popcorn, even though it's a popcorn bucket. Yeah, it was. And then I may or may not have the entire walk home just open its mouth to, like, make Jabba sounds the whole time. And it struck me as absolutely hilarious every time. It was also 1 a.m.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Yes, I got the Baymax lounge fly.
Mm-hmm.
And I got the Food and Wine lounge fly, which they're very different from each other and very cool. I really like them both. Yeah.
Yeah, they're... Yeah, you're on a Loungefly budget, which you blew right past.
Immediately. Waved at it.
But they're both unique ones, yes. That's pretty cool.
And the other one I had my eye on, I said I might get in May. So let's just remember that. The Ahsoka one.
Yeah, I know.
You said you were surprised I didn't get 3, honestly.
Yeah, like, surprised in a good way.
Yeah. You know, I said, well, had I not been coming back in May, I probably would have gotten 3. But no, the Food and Wine one was really cool. And it was a different style. It was like canvas kind of and had a flap over top. What I really liked about that one was there wasn't like an outside pocket, but the flap over top is a pocket. So it feels like extra secure or something. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's for the California Adventure Food and Wine Festival. This is like a very Californian book very bag so. Kind of yeah. style. I like it.
I do too. I really like it. And the other one, of course, is Baymax, and she's a hairy baby. I didn't get ears every day of the trip.
Thank goodness.
I did get 2 pairs of ears, though. I got the Leia Buns ears, and then I got Winnie the Pooh ears, and I had planned on getting on my, like, I'm going to get these 2 ears, I said, when we were going. I also said I might get the Pirates of the Caribbean ears that we saw last time. I didn't realize those were lounge fly ears. They were more spendy. I still almost did buy them, but I didn't. So those are still a maybe. Those are more, they weren't hard to find this time. They were everywhere, so.
Yeah, there was a ton in Disney Springs as well. Yeah. Same ones, yeah.
Yeah, but I definitely wanted the Leia ones for Season of the Force. So. Fun. All right, well, that is our show this week. Thank you, El Mule, who's responsible for the custom theme song you heard at the top of the show. You can find a link to his work at our website, disneya.wixsite.com/podcast, and that's where you can find a link to our social media accounts as well as a way to email us directly. You can find Disney A episodes on all of your favorite podcast streaming platforms and on our YouTube channel, Adventures A. If you've rated or reviewed our podcast, thank you, and if you haven't yet, please do. It really helps out with the algorithm, helps others find us, especially if you do it on Apple Podcasts, but really, whatever streaming service helps. Next episode, we are not sure, because we're not sure what's going to happen with the Comic Expo recording.
Yeah, probably not going to happen.
Probably not. And if not, don't be surprised if we skip next week, basically, is what we're saying.
Yeah.
But then the week after, we'll talk about the expo, and we're actually going to start talking about those menus and things like that, because then we're getting into May.
That sounds like double dipping.
Probably a little bit. Maybe we might spread that out. We have a couple episodes before our trip, so we'll be doing some, we'll be spreading out the planning a little bit on those 2 episodes. So I'm Krista.
I'm Brandon.
And until the next adventure, TTFN, ta-ta for now. Thanks for listening to Disney A.
When you nag.
Snag. I nag.